live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show, 720 WGN.
9:44 live from that Allstate Showcase Studio. And looks like it rain's over. Congratulations to all of us. Cook It Up Change is an annual competition. We got a couple of winners here in studio. And Emily, are you the boss? You're actually what?
I'm the senior campaign manager with Healthy Schools Campaign.
Okay, the Healthy Schools Campaign is the Cooking Up Change is under that umbrella. And the kids are about to meet. Had to do what?
Well, these students participated in a national competition against 9 other teams. First, these students won the Chicago competition against several other schools. They can talk a little bit more about that. But each team that was sent to D.C. won the competition in their school district. Each student had to obey all the same restrictions. Each team had to follow all the same constraints that food service directors in every school faces every day when designing menus.
But they're making lunches for a buck?
Absolutely, yeah, just a little over a dollar.
What kind of crazy magic is that?
Well, that's one of the challenges. Not only that, but they have to face strict nutritional standards. They face the same time and facility constraints, and each recipe, well, each meal has to follow 6 steps or fewer.
They came in second nationally.
Absolutely.
Because obviously the kids from where, California?
Orange County.
Yeah, they cheated. I think that's clear. Marshawn, lean into that microphone for me, bud. And I want you to meet them now. Jalise Harmon Ponce de Leon. Is that correct?
Yes.
How many times a day does your name get mispronounced?
A couple times.
Every time, right? Yeah. And Marshawn Gibson are here. And the other two cooks who could not be here are?
Nady
Mejia. And Natalie Ruiz.
All right, good. Well, it's nice to see you guys.
Nice to see you, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Marshawn, you and I were just talking off the air. One of the things Marshawn and I are bonding over is we have the same hair. so we're talking
he's
about
got really
that.
Cool hair.
Yeah, and I don't have any.
Just lacking a little.
You're going to chef? You're going off to college? You hope to be a chef?
Yes.
All right, so where's your interest in food come from?
My interest in food comes from, like, it's kind of a long family thing because all my family, well, actually everyone in the world, like, you know, has to eat. But
yeah, that's a good point.
You know, yeah. But my family just loves to eat. That's kind of where, like, everyone gets along and get their bonding from, you know.
But you have a mom or a grandmom or a pops that cooks?
My mom tends to cook a lot. My grandmother used to do a lot of dessert and pastries, but that's not really my area.
Sure. Yeah. So did you just pay attention?
I was always in the kitchen and around.
How about you, Jalise?
It comes to my grandpa.
Get that mic right in front if you don't mind. There you go.
I cook with my grandpa ever since I was little because my mom would always be working, and okay. My grandpa would always cook for me, so I would always, like, cook with him. And then I started off putting, like, eggs in the microwave was, like, how I would cook.
Right, and you went eggs in a microwave. I bet I can do even more. So you guys got interested in this competition. You end up finishing second. What do you get for second place? Lunch? What do you get?
For second place, first place gets 3 knives, 3 chef knives.
Yeah, they cheated.
And
second
pot
place, get pots and pans, set. And then second place gets we just get 2 chef's knives, and third place gets 1 chef knife.
Oh, those are nice knives, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can use those for.
Right. Yeah.
And an all expenses paid trip to D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot that part.
Did you guys have a chance to look around, see some of the tourist stuff?
Yeah, we did. Yes. It was really nice.
Pretty great, right?
Yeah. It was very hot. It was actually a big thing for me because I've never ever been to D.C. I always just seen it on TV.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It's inspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you want to be a part of it. Makes you feel good to be an American.
Yeah. And they got to meet with Senator Durbin and talk about the Child Nutrition Act that's up for reauthorization.
Yes.
And meet with Senator Kirk's staff as well.
And how are we doing on that bill?
It's currently up for debate in the House, and Healthy Schools Campaign definitely is still advocating for strong nutritional standards. And these students show that not only can you, like, they can make a meal with the same budget constraints and nutritional restraints that their peers will enjoy.
Cajun chicken lettuce wrap, roasted corn relish, deconstructed peach and yogurt pizza. This is what you guys made?
Yes.
Same thing you have every day, I know. So how did you come up with that? Were you given a recipe?
No, actually it wasn't. It was kind of just like we had a packet with all the nutritions and all the different things we can use and everything that's in our lunchroom kitchens. And it was like kind of.
So you had to come up with the idea?
Yeah.
What is a deconstructed peach? A peach with a self-esteem problem?
No, it's a deconstructed peach and yogurt pizza.
Ah, okay. So that was one of the ingredients.
Yeah, it was peaches, yogurt, and pizza crust, and parboiled pizza crust.
See, that sounds good.
It does.
It's like
good.
A dessert pizza.
Yes.
So how do you guys decide between four cooks what you're going to make?
It was actually distributed upon us, like main dish, side dish, and fruit dish.
Okay, but then you had to get it done.
Yeah.
Were you happy with the results? I mean, obviously, second place is pretty great, but once you do you get a chance to taste it before the judges do?
Yes.
Yes.
So was that good, or were you too close to it to understand if it was good or not?
I'll say it was too much.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's always good to eat your own food and taste it, and it's being good. But
right.
You know, but eating it over and over again, you're just like, okay.
Now right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Celebrity chef judges were there as well. You guys watch food TV much?
Yes.
Yes.
You're kind of addicted?
Yeah, because I give them all my ideas from there. That's where I get most of my ideas from.
Do you guys like the shows where, like Chopped, where they give you four crazy ingredients and you have to make a meal? You like those?
We did that actually. At our school, we put like Marshawn and one of our friends Tim's like up for Chopped, and they both were like all stressed out.
What were the ingredients?
What was it? Chicken,
romaine, lettuce.
It was cabbage.
It was cabbage. Yep.
You don't remember. I remember.
It was cabbage because you still have the twitch. I can still smell it today.
It was cabbage, peppers, green and red. It was rice, and that was it. You only had like three, and then they could choose like spices that they wanted to add.
I think it's great that you guys are doing this. On top of the fact that, you know, knowing how to cook healthy is a great idea, but to be able to do this and turn it into what you want to do in college is pretty great because, as you know, most people your age have no idea what they want to do with your life. So to have this kind of focus is very good.
Yeah.
Good for both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Big family support, I hope.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody behind you? Good. Well, they ought to be proud. Emily, tell me more about the program. I mean, does every school get involved in this, or is it sort of a voluntary thing?
Every school in Chicago is welcome to participate in the Chicago contest. Do you two remember how many schools you participated against?
In nationals?
Chicago? In Chicago.
In Chicago, was 18.
Yeah, I think it was 18. I think it was 18.
18 schools total.
So we're kind of just scratching the surface, right? I mean, we need more participation from schools, I would think.
Absolutely. Well, I hope more students enter next year's Cooking Up Change contest in Chicago. It should be taking place this fall. And these two students are from George Washington High School. There are winners this year. But yeah, certainly we invite more schools to get involved.
So if you were a parent or a guardian of a CPS kid and have any interest in this at all, ask your school and ask them to ask the school to get involved and get it done.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really important opportunity, not only for these students, but also to put student voices at the front and center of the national conversation around school food.
Sure. All right. So I want to ask each of you, if money was no object, you can use any ingredient that you want. What would each of your ideal meals be if you could make it for yourself or your family?
And Marshawn, I know you, dude. You're an 18-year-old guy. You're going to make it for you, and you're going to eat it.
Yeah, steaks. No.
Yeah, I was going to say steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was going to say like between steak or gumbo. That was the
steak
last
or thing. Gumbo.
Oh, gumbo. Oh, yeah. That's hard to make.
Yeah.
Gumbo.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't really think so. I mean, once you – because, I mean, I mean, if you learn how to read the recipe, you'll be surprised of how easy it is.
Really?
It's kind of just
– You got a special thing you're really good at, like a go-to recipe that you love to make?
So far, I guess you could say it's gumbo.
Gumbo?
Yeah.
I didn't know gumbo was. My mother would tell you gumbo's not easy, and she's a great cook. What about you, Jalees?
Pasta.
Yeah,
I love pasta.
Yeah, hot water, baby. It's a specialty of mine. All right, real quickly before we run out of time, Mary Vandeveld, worst school lunch you ever had? Because we come from an era known as the 70s and 80s. And in the 70s and 80s, the food they fed us would be illegal now. Mary?
Oh, I don't know. Our pizza was really bad.
Yeah, kind of like a shoe, like a shoe with tomato sauce.
It was awful.
Yeah. Plus, you got tater tots with everything.
Oh, I didn't like the tots. A lot of kids love the tots.
I still love the tots.
I love the tots.
Yeah, I love the tots. Andy?
We had some kind of a mystery meat casserole one day.
Ooh.
I don't know what the meat actually was. I don't know where they found it or where they got it, but it was what we had.
Did they compress it into some sort of geometric shape?
Yeah, I think it was in, it was like meatballs.
Brick form?
It was almost
meatballs.
Like meatballs, yeah, but it was not
fantastic.
A meatball. Trust me, I remember that.
Same?
No, mine, remember this? Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But maybe that's what the meat was.
It wasn't Salisbury steak. It wasn't a steak like Marshawn is going to make me.
Yeah.
I already have him making me a steak and some gumbo.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little older than you guys. In the 70s, we just had water. Food hadn't been
invented. Remember when milk was a quarter? Sorry, guys.
Well, I'm proud of you guys. Congratulations. Thank and I you. Wish you nothing but success. And you're going off to school, and you're going to crush it.
Yeah,
going to be great. Jalees Harmon, Ponce de Leon, and Marshawn Gibson, both from Washington High School, second nationally because the first place team cheated, in the National Healthy Cooking Competition, all part of what Chicago schools are trying to do and do better and cooking up change. And Emily, thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
You got a website you want to send parents to or anybody for encouragement?
Absolutely. Please go to healthyschoolscampaign.org. And if they want to learn more about cooking up change, it's right there on the website.
All right. Thanks. Nice job by you as well. We'll come back with the Bill and Wendy Show in a moment on 720 WGN.